In the house, my border collie Betsy is a wallflower. This is exactly how she was described by the personality rating system at the Wisconsin Humane Society in Milwaukee, where we got her. All black, she blends into the shadowy corners behind the furniture where she curls up for hours so that sometimes we can't even find her. During thunderstorm season, she spends a good bit of time under our bed. Daily, she rotates through several favorite resting spots with no real attention to the room I might happen to be in. We force her to love us, and she complies, eventually leaning into our bodies when we command her onto the couch and give her what we call a deep tissue massage. Don't get me wrong, she likes the couch, but prefers to have it to herself. Outside, I'm not sure what you would call her. She runs large, perfect circles at high speed in the yard, coming straight at me, twirling in the air when I try to touch her, then repeating the process. She climbs half a tree after fox squirrels. She pounces on weed patches with her forepaws, sticks her nose under snow, and once or twice a year comes out with a mouse. Once, she leapt into the air and caught a bird with her mouth. She bursts around the house's corners to find me, checking in periodically, making mental notes. Now she's in the garden, now she's in the barn, now she's on the porch. It is as if we are always involved in a grand game of tag or hide-and-seek. After hikes, she is covered in burrs and dried swamp mud. Inside, she lies across my lap and I pull off the burrs. I run my hand along the scant fur of her belly and watch her eyes roll back and close. I sometimes forget she is another species. I imagine myself stroking the belly of a wolf or a coyote, our heads this close. I gently pull up her black lip with a finger and touch the tip of one of her canines. When I let go, the lip stays retracted for a moment, as if she, too, is reminding me. Outside, when I'm perched awkwardly on some fallen tree observing pond life, and she is balanced on that same tree behind me, or standing in the water at my hips, suddenly social, trying to get as close to me as possible, does she sometimes forget I am human? Where is our love most true? In the places where our friends meet us, or in the places they take us to? For Betsy and me, I think that place is in the forest. For as much as I love our interspecies cuddles on the couch, it is in the woods where the mental latitude between us shrinks the most, where I become more solitary and paradoxically more reachable, where we become a single unit.